This podcast is a proud member of the That Moment In Podcast Network. Check out the network at thatmomentin.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this, another bonus episode of the Cinema Recall Podcast here at thatmomentin.com. I am coming to you basically live from the showplace Icon Cinema here at the Shop at the West Ends in St. Louis Park, Minnesota, here for the Twin Cities Film Festival. Between our main shows, there's going to be a little bonus content showing you, playing you reviews of movies and short films that I have seen this week at the festival. The very first feature I was able to watch was The Year of Spectacular Men. This is the feature film debut of director Leah Thompson. You know her best from Back to the Future, Some Kind of Wonderful, and my personal favorite, Howard the Duck. She made the movie with her daughters, Zoe and Madeline Dutch. I believe this film was written by Madeline Dutch. So let's go ahead and just listen to a small trailer, and then I'll be back with my thoughts, all right?
Are you guys up? I need some advice. My day honestly cannot continue until it's talked through.
6:30 a.m. is
rather it's be dead than alive between the hours of 5 and 10, but, you know, it's just how the cookie crumbled, so.
How many cups?
4, and if my math's correct, I make it 24 sugars. I had sex with the drummer. His name's Logan.
We know.
What do you mean you know what I smell like sex, don't I?
No, it's the same dress from last night.
Oh, okay. So, I have some technical issues that I need to discuss. Can I go?
You can go.
We were using lube, and it exploded. And then we got on the floor, and then I got on top, and then he kept asking me to tell him how big his peen is. And that was awkward.
Oh, that's everything to a guy. You just gotta lie.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, okay. And also, he sweats a lot. Like, it was dripping off his nose onto my forehead. Right there.
I think you have to go.
No, be quiet.
I need you to, Izzy.
So this guy, are you gonna see him again or no?
Okay, well, that's the thing. I mean, I decided I should try out this having fun in your 20s thing. And, you know, I really want to give it a go. He's awesome.
Well, if you can deal with the sweating, I say, you know, give it another shot. You never had mind-blowing sex in your first time anyway.
Well, not according to him. He said it was the best sex he's ever had.
Poor bastard.
Yeah.
Wait, okay, I'm mad at you.
What did I do?
You completely dropped the ball last night. Joey was doing you a huge favor, and you literally left before he even got there.
Do I, like, call him, or...?
I'm thinking more like a carrier pigeon, like a message in a bottle. Telegraph. Yeah, Izzy. You should call him. Not at 6:30 in the morning.
The Year of Spectacular Men was directed by Leah Thompson, and it features her daughters, Zoe and Madeline Dutch, in lead roles. This was definitely a family project, with Madeline writing the screenplay, Zoe composing some of the music, and husband and father, Howard Dutch, serving as producer. Our lead character in this tale is a girl named Izzy, played by Madeline, fresh out of college, who recently got dumped by her boyfriend Aaron, played by Jesse Bradford, for reasons I'm not 100% sure I understand. I know one of them had to do with her fear of top sheets. She goes to live with her more successful sister Sabrina, played by Zoe, and her boyfriend Sebastian, played by Avon Yoda. While living there, she begins going out with various men throughout the year and hopes that she can find what she calls a perfect ending to her story. I will start off by saying that every single cast member in this is really good. I fully bought into each and every one of their characters, and if this did ever get picked up and get turned into a series on Netflix or Hulu, I would be down with this because I like spending time with them very much. Madeline Dutch is really good at displaying some very hysterical examples of classic physical comedy, especially with her audition scene involving a chair. She even has some very tender moments with her sister, talking about their father who recently passed away. Izzy is not perfect, and the girl does make a lot of bad choices, and I'm glad that her flaws are not watered down to be the same cliches you may find in other movies. Zoe Dutch should also get a lot of credit too for her performance as the more successful sister. Sabrina may seem like the pinnacle of success, but it is clear that she is not 100% happy with her life. After the death of her father, her mother Deb, played by Leah Thompson, begins dating a woman named Amethyst, played by Melissa Bologna. And there seems to be a lot of issues she has to deal with, not only about her mother getting over the loss of her father so quickly, when she hasn't, but maybe there may be a slight case of homophobia herself. Not only are the ladies worth praising about, but the men are as well. Jesse Bradford, who plays Aaron, the guy who first kicks Izzy out of their home, has his faults, but his reasoning for not wanting to stay in that relationship are valid. I can even understand why they both decided to try to have sex one more time. It's something that I have done before, knowing it was a mistake. But like Alvin Sr. says in Annie Hall, hey, sometimes we just need the AIDS. Other notable cast members include Brandon T. Jackson, who plays Logan, a drummer of a local band, something I can personally relate to. Nicholas Braun as Charlie, the director of Sabrina's latest feature, and Cameron Monaghan as Izzy's theater partner. I liked how each of these guys could almost be the lead in their own movie. Each of them in a small way overcome their obstacles that were preventing them from becoming better people. Without getting into too much spoiler territory, there is one moment involving infidelity as a way to bring attention that I didn't feel was earned. If it would have shown those two characters even having any hint of sexual attraction, I could buy into them hooking up. But in the story, it feels thrown in to have the actors yell at the screen. I think a good and dramatic storyline, besides Izzy finding a good and healthy relationship, not just with a significant other but herself, was Sabrina come to terms with the death of her father and being able to let go and accept her mother's happiness with this new woman. I saw the Sabrina character as a woman that claims to be very liberal and progressive, but was very much conservative in her ways. She says she has no hatred of gay people, but when it was in her own home and her own mother, she becomes a bit more judgmental towards that lifestyle. Having her arc of being more tolerant and acceptable would have been a great thing. The attention, I feel, would have been earned instead of just throwing in the usual staple of someone having a drunken one-night stand. This is the very first feature film that both Madeline Dutch wrote and Leah Thompson directed, and they both do a fantastic job. I would love to see what this young writer does under another director's eyes. She has a strong way of writing characters, but just needs a little help in developing plot. I would have to give The Year of Spectacular Men 4 out of 5 stars. All right, so that's going to wrap up this episode of the Cinema Recall Podcast, coming to you here from the Twin Cities Film Festival. If you ever want to know more about the film festival, you can head on to the site TwinCitiesFilmFest.org. You can follow them on Twitter. They are at TC Film Fest. Definitely check them out on Facebook. But yeah, seek them out there too if you're like a filmmaker. They're very strong supporters of independent films and independent filmmakers. Definitely reach out to them. They have like a lot of great courses there. As for the Cinema Recall Podcast, you can check us out. We are on thatmomentin.com. We are featured on iTunes, Podomatic, Stitcher Radio, Player FM, I believe iHeartRadio. I'm not quite sure about that one just yet here, but mainly on those other ones. Definitely check us out. Leave a comment. Let us know how we're doing. And let us know, too, about what movies you want us to discuss on future episodes. I haven't been doing a poll on the site in a while there. Let me know if you want me to put the poll back or not there. I wasn't quite sure if people were responding to the polls or not. But that's it right now. I will be back in a few more days to cover more films from the Twin Cities Film Festival. I hope you all have a great night and talk to you soon. Good night.
This podcast is a proud member of the Lamb Podcasting Network. Find the network at largeassmovieblogs.com.